When do you want when do you want Jill to come? Do you want her to come for an executive session before the meeting?
It's probably better, otherwise
yeah,
we'd have to,
better
if we have a half-hour executive session in the middle of the meeting, that doesn't
work. If
we get her here at 6, that means that she can leave, because she I don't know where she lives, but she's got to
She's working in Montpelier. I don't know where she lives. So do you want her here at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, let's try for 6.
Yep.
I have on the next agenda road foreman job description, road commissioner job description, driveway permit, and executive session 6 o'clock to meet with Jill Muir. What else other than regular things do we... we're going to also do...
I know.
The bridge...
Probably still want to do this, but... I probably shouldn't have a copy of mine if other people don't have a copy of theirs.
Okay, fair enough.
We're going to work on the bridge situation.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with the final decision. Just out of curiosity, what's the plan on road commissioner job description? What's that for?
I think we ought to all read it and see what it says, now that we found it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll read it between now and then.
And if there's anything, we want to change regarding the road commissioner or the road foreman to delineate those duties, we probably should know that before we interview any applicants. And I'll try and get both applicants to come to the town hall on Thursday. And I'll call Becky on Friday. And make sure that it's available, and then I'll talk to them and get them to come. Anything else that you know about right now?
No, there's always stuff coming along on the road foreman stuff, so I'll have an update on the truck, hopefully.
And so in that executive session, I'm going to say personnel matters.
Cow Hill coring is happening tomorrow.
Is that what the pink markers are for? That's good.
How long is that supposed to take?
Half a day. They paid for just a half a day. They can do between 10 and 12 a day, so I'll come up and try to get them to prioritize. If they're going to have to drop one, I'll pick whatever one.
Just if you're going to drop one, I don't know where you put the others, but that one by the cemetery drive, you're seeing that slough off because that was a washout with Irene a couple years or 3 or 4 years ago. And Jimmy kind of filled it with, I don't know, probably 4-inch minus or something on the where it slid and but you see that is just that, yeah. That's wet under there anyway and that just slid.
Yeah. Basically, some of what we're looking for is to figure out whether we can reclaim it. I mean, if there's big 7-inch stone near this top, that's going to be a problem too. So, a lot of it's just trying to figure out what's there and can some reclaiming process work, or whether we just, maybe it'd be great if we can just pave over it, shim it, and pave it. We have those two really obvious places that I don't feel like the top of the hill. And we can't just put lipstick on.
No, it'll have to be reclaimed. I mean, we can't shim it and pave it. But.
Is there anything else we want to discuss? And you haven't come along with Purple Crane at all?
Not since we got the extension.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second. Thank you.